Hey guys, I don't know, I'm as stuffy, I'm having bad allergies. Other than that, I got a new microphone and I'm recording instead of on my phone on a different thing, so that's great. I also had to make sure I don't have as much background noise anymore. And yeah, well, today we're gonna be discussing the best family Halloween movie since it's coming to that time of year now, and I think it'd be a perfect topic because I've run out of ideas, and yeah. Anyways, next week we'll be doing, or tomorrow, whoever, whenever I feel like it, pretty much, I'll be doing best Halloween movies. This is all my opinion, so enjoy, and time for an ad! Alright, so let's start the countdown after that sweet ad you just heard. I still want to update it, but I'm too lazy. Okay, so, best family Halloween movies, blah 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 blah. Okay, let's, in no particular order, just my. Just ideas jotted down. I'm not doing a countdown because honestly, that'd be too hard. And also, I'm not giving any explanations, I'm just giving out my opinion. And maybe someone might get an explanation. Okay! Let's start off at Buffy the Vampire Slayer. This one's a classic. I actually really like this movie, and I have nothing else to say. Yeah, very brief, huh? Yeah, I just kind of want to finish this. Goosebumps 2016, it was good. I really liked Slappy and all the other monsters. However, I do think that there's too many jokes and that they could have gone for a little scarier, but I know it's supposed to be like a kid's movie, but the original series that was on the TV show, that was creepy. So I guess they could have done that, but why do I keep going like I don't know, but Goosebumps 2016 anyways. Then next we have the Monster Squad, which is a more like a preteen teenager type of movie to watch. It's Goonies, except swearing, and it involves hunting down monsters, like it says in the title, Monster Squad. Yeah. This movie I really like it. This is one of my personal favorites to watch. Also, it's not, I don't know if it should be a family Halloween movie, but I put it on here because it was PG 13. Wait, was it even PG 13? I don't know, but I'm not just gonna stick with it. Okay, next one is gonna be Little Monsters, which is about. Wait, should I give spoilers? Maybe. Yeah, it's about this monster that comes out between under this from under this boy's bed and introduces him to the monster world, which I thought was really cool. It's funny, and it creeped me out, so that's good. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is next, and. It's what you'd expect from a PG-13 horror movie, and I actually think it did its job pretty well. It wasn't as scary as what as R, but like you know what you're getting yourself into whenever you choose PG-13, but it was still really creepy. I give it props for the design, for the costume design, and I thought they did a really good job with the CG. And next one would be Monster House, which is a CG animated movie about a house that is a monster. That eats people that go inside it or go near it. Yeah. Why do I keep doing that? I need to stop. It's like a habit. It's probably because I can't breathe out of my nose. Okay, Scooby-Doo meets the Boo Brothers, which is a good family movie. It's nice because it has ghosts in it, which is what you want from a Halloween movie. And it also has Scooby-Doo, which is nice. It also includes Scrappy, and just as a disclaimer for all you Scrappy haters. I personally I don't mind him, but people have their preferences. Next on the list would be Garfield Halloween, which is Garfield and Friends. I love this special. It is so nice. It's about. Wait, I don't even know if I don't want to give away spoilers, but I also do want to give away spoilers. It's about Garfield, if you've ever seen Garfield, and he's just like wants to go outside and get free candy from Halloween, and then. He ends up like finding this place with the pirates. There's ghosts in it. It's good, it's creepy, and it's family friendly. And I'm gonna double these up in a pack next. Alvin and the Chipmunks Frankenstein and Alvin and the Chipmunks Werewolf. These are both really good and are creeptastic for the younger audience. And they're fun. Everyone can watch them and enjoy them. Don't be one of those people that are just like, ugh, I'm too good for this. I'm too old for this, Mom. Ugh. No, you're never too old for some good old Alvin and the Chipmunks. As long as it's original, the CG one sucks! My opinion. Maybe it's not, maybe it's just fact. Okay, enough of that. Next one will be Frankenpoo, Winnie the Pooh, which I thought was a good movie. And it's just how it sounds. It's a Halloween Winnie the Pooh movie. It's pretty much what you would expect. It's good. And next one on the list will be Legend of the Headless Horseman, Sleepy Hollow. And that one is a good one. There's so many meme parts in it that just makes it really funny, and makes it have a lot of like playback. It has a lot of rewatch value. So yeah, it's funny, it's creepy if to the younger audience. And it's good to introduce people to the Headless Horseman and want to make them interested in the history of this you can read the books by. Haha. And then the last one on the list will be Heffalump Halloween Winnie the Okay, I know you're probably thinking, why did you divide it up into two things? Did you want to put another ad in the middle? The truth is no, maybe I might put an ad in the middle, I don't know. You'll figure it out later. It just cut off because there's like a time limit on this recording session, so it's like 5 minutes per recording, and I was hit 5 minutes just then. Sorry about that, and I keep doing that. I'm trying to stop that habit. Anyways, like I was saying, what was I saying again? Heffalump Halloween, Winnie the Pooh. This one's a good one because it's a nice family movie. It's about, if you haven't seen Winnie the Pooh, it's about this, it's about the Heffalump named Lumpy and her best friend Roo going out for trick-or-treating. Roo is taking Lumpy out for the first time ever in her trick-or-treating, I don't know. And then they ended up finding this like tree. Lumpy gets stuck in it. And it's just about friendship and stuff like that. It involves other characters too. And just Halloween in general, it's a nice, cute family movie. That's what I love. And also on iTunes, you can only rent it on there, and every other place. And the quality in iTunes looks questionable. Same with other places. So I recommend getting on DVD or VHS, if it is on VHS. Just get it on DVD, please. I just want to save you guys from the terrible quality, which is digital. Ugh. I will be renting it on digital because I lost my disc copy. Well, anyways, that's the end of the list, and I'll probably do an outro. Sorry for coughing in the beginning of the last clips. I don't feel like redoing that, so you deal with it. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Hope you guys also enjoyed listening to the ad. I love ads. I had to redo that one. I hate my old voice. Anyways, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Please consider favoriting me, maybe giving me a follow, looking at me on Spotify and other places, and just checking me out on all the other places, giving me support. And I'm not sure if you never mind. Oh well. Just give me support, watch more podcasts of mine, and I hope you enjoyed most of all, because you guys, my viewers, are probably my most important people on the internet. I know. I don't know you, but thank you for listening. And I hope you enjoyed the podcast and have a wonderful day and watch these Halloween movies and more. And also go watch all my other podcasts and on the new one. Bye!